The sun's out in the atrium of the Children's Hospital and is shining through the huge glass windows at the front of the building. And on those windows are lots and lots of really brightly coloured shapes. And this lady's going to tell us all about what they are. If you tell us your name?
It's Michiko Fuji. So, I work at Manchester Art Gallery and I'm a freelancer there. So we've already trialled this session once or twice, which is kind of, it's supposed to be more of a drop-in. And it's really about playing with colour. We're thinking also because we're using acetate, it's a really sort of accessible material that's, you know, you can cut up, you can look through it. It sort of builds up a static charge if you rub it onto the glass and it sort of sticks. So it's really sort of easy and you can take it into any space.
Basically children have been coming up and they're kind of making shapes, making different colours with it and so on. Do you find that they just go straight into it, that they don't have, you know, do they ask questions or do they just start playing around with it?
I think it's something that you just go to straight away, whether, you know, I think especially when the sun's moving around like this now, when it comes out of the clouds, it casts shadows and it lights the space up. And that was the idea, really. It's just the visual impact straight away. And I think the other idea we had was what it's like to stand in front of that colour as the sun's shining through and being bathed in it, you know, so actually just enjoying the feeling. So we've had some adults just sort of quietly sitting and watching and appreciating, but not obviously wanting to get involved, but just actually finding it visually pleasing to look at. So, yeah.
And I think you were saying before that you've worked with on projects like this before, not in the hospital, but with children. And so, have you seen how children respond to this kind of thing, and what benefits they get out of it?
I think it's just about, lots of benefits, really. We develop a lot of spaces like this where it's very much about laying out different things that, you know, people can interact with and choose to interact with in different ways. And so I think, you get the linguistic benefits if you get families working together. They're talking and sharing ideas, just spending time together, but they're also making decisions and maybe problem solving as well, thinking about what works, what doesn't. So, and just generally being able to be free to play rather than being told what to do and following steps. I think it's just nice to kind of encounter something in a space and get on with it.
And I guess in an area, you know, in a location like this, which obviously is a hospital, so often people aren't here for the nicest reasons. This kind of thing really, I guess it's a distraction. It lights the place up.
Yeah, well, I was actually chatting to someone before who I recognised from one of the sessions I run at the gallery, and she was saying, it's very unexpected, but I think it's a perfect opportunity to grab, really, because, people... I think she was trying to find a way to occupy her young son, you know, he's very young, and, you know, she was worrying, obviously, about the appointment that she was having to deal with, but I think she found it quite a distraction in a good way, definitely.
Fantastic, thank you.